Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 23rd day of Adar Rishon, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Hamudar Hanam Echaveri. Reuven, for example, said, I'm banning having any benefit from my friend, from Shimon, let's say. And Reuven got sick. Can Shimon come and visit him? Says the Mishnah, V'nichnas levakroi, and Shimon comes in to visit him to do the mitzvah b'kocholim. Oimed, Shimon has to stand, he cannot stay a long time. Abalo Yoshev, he cannot sit. Now, what's the reason for this? The Gemara explains that we're talking here about a place where they used to pay people to sit next to a sick person. They used to pay. If a person was sick, he would hire or pay for people to come and visit and sit by him. If Shimon is sitting by him and doesn't take any money for that visit, well, he's giving hana to Reuven, and Reuven banned having an offer from him. But he can go there and stand. Why? Because by standing there, he's doing a mitzvah b'kocholim. B'kocholim is a mitzvah. There's no hana involved. It's a mitzvah we're not giving for having hana, and that's fine. Others say that even in a place where you don't pay to sit by you when a person's sick, you don't have to hire or pay people to keep you company. Even then, he has to stand and not sit, and that is because we are worried that maybe he'll stay longer than was required for the mitzvah b'kocholim, and that extra time that he's staying, that is giving hana to him, and that he cannot do, because Reuven banned having hana from his friend. Umerapeyu rufuas nefesh. And he can also heal him if it's to do with his body. A person is chayv to heal your friend. It says in the pasuk, "V'hashevoisulo, you shall return to him. You shall return to him a lost thing, something lost, and there's nothing more valuable than the person's own life. So you can give a person life by treating him. And that's even if there is another doctor available. Shimon is allowed to heal Reuven. Not everybody will have the zchus to have God's blessing in his refuah. So therefore he's allowed to do that. It's not called giving Reuven hana'ah. He's doing a mitzvah. Hashavos alai. Avol lo refuas mamayin. But Shimon cannot heal his property. For example, an animal. If Reuven's animal is sick, Shimon cannot apply any refuah, any medicine. Why not? Because by doing that, he's giving him hana. He's giving Reuven a benefit. V'roichetz imoim babati kedoyla, avol lo baktana. He's allowed to bathe him in a large bath, but not in a small one. Why? In a large bath, by Shimon being there, he's not giving Reuven any benefit. But if it's a smallish bath, and by Shimon going in, it makes the waters rise and therefore cover Reuven, that is forbidden. Because he's giving Reuven a benefit without wanting to, but he's giving him anah. V'yoshen imoy b'mita. And he's allowed to be with him or sleep with him in the same bed. That doesn't belong to Shimon, of course. Otherwise, Shimon's bed he's giving hana from his bed. If they're in another bed, they can be there. Of course, we're talking about with clothes on, etc. And there's no problem. Rabbi Huda Omer, b'moisa chama, if it's in summertime, then there's no problem of Shimon being in the same bed with Reuven. No one wants to have a sweaty body next to a person or make a person more hot than in the summer. Avaloi b'moisa chshomim. Not in the winter. In the winter, by having another body there, it can actually provide warmth. People in the old days didn't have any blankets or anything. The warmth of a body was something of an ana. And he's allowed to lean with him on the couch. They used to lean on couches when they ate, even in winter. And we're not worried that he might come to fall asleep. And then, as we said before, in winter, that's a problem, that he might provide warmth, body warmth. V'oichel imo al shulchan. And Shimon's allowed to eat with Reuven on the same table. We're not worried that maybe Reuven is going to eat some of Shimon's portion, which, of course, would be Osir. Reuven banned having an offer from Shimon. Avol lo min ha-tamchoi. But Shimon is not allowed to eat with Reuven from a large communal plate. There was a communal food and served for everybody, and we are worried that if they eat from the same tamchoi, the same big platter, it's possible that Shimon will leave a nicer portion for Reuven because he doesn't want to take the best portions, and by doing that he's giving Reuven hana. Aval oichel hu imoy im ha-tamchoi ha-choizer. But he can eat with him from the returning platter. What does that mean? That means it's a tamchu, it's a platter that comes back to the balabais, to the owner. That is, there is so much food on this platter, and each person could eat to their heart's content, and there would be no problem of Shimon especially leaving over more for Reuven if they eat from this same platter. So that type of a platter, that's so much that there's enough to return, there's leftovers, that's fine. Lo yoichel imoy, Shimon cannot eat with Reuven min ha'evus shelifnei polim, from the food trough that they would serve workers. They used to give food and provide food for workers in a large dish. It was very long. It almost resembled a manger or a food trough of the animals. It was a long, long trough. And even in this kaira, this dish, they should not eat together, because if one eats less, then the other one benefits more, has more to eat, and we're worried again about providing hanah, Shimon to providing hanah to Reuven. V'loyase imoy ba'oimen. Shimon is not allowed to work with him in the same furrow, in the same row of along the ground. Because as they're digging the ground, as they're hoeing it, it's possible that Shimon may be making it easier for Reuven to work by digging some of that same row. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that they cannot work together, even if they're far from each other, along the same furrow, along the same row in the field. Why? Because Rabbi Meir is strict, and he says we have to be cautious in case they might come to also hoe close to each other. The Chachamim say, no, we're not going to go so far. If they're quite at different ends, they're quite far from each other, even in the same furrow, the same row that they're hoeing, they can do that gesundheit. There's no problem. It's if they're close that there is a problem, that Shimon may be cutting or hoeing the ground and making it easier for Reuven to do so as well. Mishnah Hay. The Torah talks about Shemitah, and it says that in the Shemitah year, you have to leave everything available, hefker, for the animals of the field, and for everybody. The poor of your field should come and eat for it and for them as well. So the fruits of Shemitah are basically hefker, free for all. And anyone can go into one's field, in his friend's field, and eat from the fruits. But what happens if someone who owns that field had banned his friend from having an offer from him? What happens in the Shemitah year? Says the Mishnah, Hamudr hanah mechaver lifnei shviz. If Shimon, for example, banned Reuven from having any anah from him, he said that, he made that neder, that vow, before the year of Shemitah set in. Don't you dare, you're not, I make a vow, Reuven's never going to have anah from my property. Lo yored l'soich sodeyo, it is forbidden for Reuven to go into the field of Shimon, even in the Shemitah year. Why? Because if you forbid someone having anah from you, he cannot even walk in your property. That's if he forbids all manner of anah, all manner of benefit. So he cannot walk into the property. And not only that, ve'eino ochel min hanotos. Reuven is also forbidden from eating fruits that are hanging over outside the field of Shimon, even in the year of Shemitah. Why is that? He's not entering the field, and there's fruits hanging over, and then fruits are hefker, so what's the problem? And the Gemara explains it's because a person has the power to make something that he owns osur even after it leaves his jurisdiction. So since Shimon made that vow to disallow Reuven having any benefit from his property or fruits or anything before the Shemitah started, it remains osur even during the year of Shemitah. But things are different if Shimon made that vow in the Shemitah year itself, as the Mishnah continues. Uvashviz, but if Shimon bans Reuven having anah from him in the year of Shemitah, eino yored l'soich sodeyo, indeed Reuven cannot walk and go into the field of Shimon, even to eat the fruits that are hefker, he can't go in there, because we are worried that he might stay in the field a bit longer than that. And staying in someone's field, having benefit, walking through someone's field, is getting hanah from your friend. And the Torah only made hefker the land for the purpose of eating the fruits. So if Reuven overstays his stay in the field and he's not eating the fruits, he may be being taking benefit from the karka, and it's not hefker if it's not for the eating the fruits. So that he can't do. Can't go into the fruits, into the field of Reuven, even though it's Shemitah now. In the field of Shimon, even though the Shemitah is already in force. But Reuven is allowed to eat the fruits that are hanging outside, over the fence, outside the field of Shimon, that he can eat. Why? Because since Shimon made this vow to disallow Reuven to eat his, or take any benefit from him, in the Shemitah year, and the fruits of Shemitah are Hefker, well, if the fruits of Shemitah are Hefker, Shimon has not got the authority or the power to disallow Reuven to eat Hefker fruits. It's not Shimon's fruits to make osser in the first place. He can't make it osser. This is different to when he did it before the Shemitah year in the previous case. Then he has the power to make it osser, and it remains osser even during Shemitah. But this is different. If it's in the Shemitah year when Shimon makes that vow, he cannot disallow Reuven having the fruits. They're not his to make osser. The property, as we said before, yes, if it's not being used, if the property is not being used to get the fruits. The property of a man is only hefker in Shemitah for the purpose of gathering the fruits, but not if they overstay. Finally, says the Mishnah, what happens? So far we've talked about a person who banned, Shimon, who banned Reuven from having any benefit whatsoever. Not just a hanos machol, not just benefit of food or leading to food, but any benefit. But if Reuven made a vow before the Shemitah year, Shimon is forbidden, I hereby make a neder, forbidden from having any hana of food of mine, or anything that could bring to food. Yorid l'soch sodeyim, Reuven is allowed to go into the field of Shimon, because as we learned right at the beginning of this Masechta, or earlier on, we learned that a person who is banned from having anah from the food of his friend, if that's the language used, food of his friend, he is permitted to walk through the field. Walking through the field is not getting benefit from food. So that he can do. But he cannot eat the fruits, because that was the neder. The neder was not having enough from any food. And even when the Shemitah year starts, he's still be forbidden to eat the fruits. Why? Because as we said before, if it was osur for Reuven to eat those fruits before Shemitah started, it remains osur in the Shemitah year as well. Uvashvis. But what happens if Shimon makes such a vow to disallow Reuven to eat, to have any enough food in the Shemitah year? He made that vow. Then Yoreid, Reuven can completely ignore that vow in terms of going down into the field. He can go into the field of Shimon. There's not a problem, though, because as we said before, walking through someone's field is not having enough food. And what's further, what's more is v'oichel. He can eat any of the fruits inside that field. Why? Because since Shimon made that vow in the Shemitah year, the fruits of not of Shimon. They're not his to make that vow or to ban someone else from. They're hefker.